joined by Mark MacDonald, who runs Slieneway Careers in Dublin North from the IT Blanchardstown, the Link building there. And Mark, when you're working with clients, you place great emphasis on them knowing their strengths, knowing them and believing in them.
I would, Liam, yeah. I would consider it vital, really, in order for somebody to give themselves a good account at interviews. So I would always encourage people, you know, to think long and hard about what they know, what they've done, what they have, what they can offer to an employer. We use the term an awful lot when we are coaching people, is that transferable skills. And it's quite simply a set of skills that people will develop in one particular job or one particular sector. And if they choose for whatever particular reason to change sector and move into a completely different career direction, a lot of those skills will transfer over. They're equally as applicable in a new career as they were in the one that they just left. So I would say, yeah, it's vital for people to really understand what their true value is. Now, sometimes they need help in that regard, and in a lot of cases, that's where we come in. But it's always a good idea for somebody just to take a step back, start with a blank piece of paper, and basically write down everything they can think of in terms of skills, talents, particular character traits that they may have or they have developed over a specific period of time that they feel can add value to a new employer.
And when prompted by you, do they get into the groove then? Because as you said, sometimes people don't recognize them themselves.
In a lot of cases they would, yeah. One particular approach that I've found has helped is if they feel they're struggling and, you know, they're not getting these relative points across, I would actually encourage them to maybe look at it from a different person's perspective. So I'd maybe say to them, listen, try and analyze your own skills in terms of how they would have been viewed by your colleagues, by your peers, by people you reported into, maybe by customers. So, you know, view them from the perspective of the third person, for want of a better word, and maybe that might help you get a better overview or a better picture of what those specific skills actually are.
And when you start an interview training session from that point, does the person perform better then as a result? Does it get them starting in the right place?
I think in a lot of cases they do, simply because what you're actually doing as well as alerting them and helping them identify their core skills, you're also increasing their own confidence, because people will naturally grow in confidence once they realise that, yeah, do you know what, I do have quite a lot to offer. I may have done nothing but run a pub for the last 20 years, but when I actually think about it, I carried out a huge amount of tasks within that particular role, and a lot of those tasks can be applicable to other industries other than just running a pub.
Okay, that's Mark MacDonald from Slieneway Careers Dublin North. Mark is vastly experienced in the area of recruitment and HR and interview training, CV preparation. You can contact Mark if you want to work with him in terms of getting your CV updated, cover letters improved, mock interviews, interview training, by ringing Mark on 01-685-5866 or emailing mark@slieneweacareers.com.